Couple of poems now from this, a little chapbook. This is actually going to be a chapbook published by Ranchos Press, hopefully in time for Cascadia. CascadiaPoetryFestival.org for more information on that festival. It's happening in Nanaimo, B.C. Anyone ever been to Nanaimo? Mm-hmm. Halfway up Vancouver Island? It's going to be an amazing thing. And every day, the first 3 days of the fest, of the 4 days of the fest, there's a living room where anyone can read their work and read in the company of other poets from around the bioregion, the most amazing bioregion in the world, I think. So these are poems that were written using the poems of the ancient Japanese anthology as a prompt. So they're all five-line poems. Mine have a lot more syllables than theirs. But I used each of those ancient poems as a prompt and sort of wrote my own version of them. And I'm going to read, I've been serializing these on my website, so I'm going to read stuff that hasn't been published there. And this one, first one is a reference to Loreen Nedeker. Does anyone know Loreen's work? Wisconsin poet, amazing. She corresponded with the Objectivists and essentially was one of the Objectivists, was corresponding with Zhukovsky, aborted his twin fetuses, too. Very intense. The people in Wisconsin hate Zhukovsky, but they love Loreen. And if you ever get a chance to visit her little cabin, you can imagine her writing in this cabin wearing a parka because she was she didn't have enough money to pay the rent, so she would live in Wisconsin winter in this parka. So this is a reference to her after the Japanese 45. Like a rowboater or kayaker pruning the lichen-festooned dwarf spruce on the Lolita Lake, or Loreen, intuiting dreams of lynx mounds, how one falls in love with the places beyond me. These are written in Marble Mount, Washington, near North Cascades National Park, 46. The dim cottage cut out of the heart of Marble Mount's bright enough for me in the solitude. Views of snow-festooned vine maples and other leafless trees, people enough for me. 47. Water is form flowing green in time, Garcia says. So not the driven wave, but leaf drift downstream in green winter skagit, where only crashes are branches of bare trees, patient to wait for this here snow. 48. Tend the fire and watch the fire till mysterious beings form in the air. The inside's response to fat and relentless February snow and the 27 shades of black, Loreen said Van Gogh saw in capitalism. 49. Drive by the suicide house today. See how drugs, religion, even iPhones and nose rings won't change you. You just needed to stand there, maybe sway, or chant the chant someone chants through you. 50. How can I tell her the fierce love I have is for fire, that it keeps me warm, hypnotizes, settles into a better rhythm, and watches me as I fall asleep? And the last of the Marble Mount poems, number 51. We all know summer's coming, maybe even a week or two of spring, and bowler hats made of snow won't gather atop fence posts, intersections of vine maple branches. How I wish it did never end. Written in Marble Mount.